told me something. Ann actually showed it to me online, of this group of people that once were very strong Christians are now confessing their sins to plants. And I'm like, oh. I mean, how dumb can you be and still breathe? I mean, now I know that'll get me in trouble, but somebody needs to tell you the straight up. God made the plant, and the plant can't forgive your sin. And to me, that stuff is so ridiculous. I'm like, how could anybody believe that? That's why we have to keep preaching the truth and keep, you know, not sugarcoating it and not trying to get it sweet and nice so everybody can swallow it. If you think that I'm tough sometimes, you should have heard Jesus preach. You snakes, you bunch of vipers, all you are is a bunch of hypocrites, he said. Whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. I think I'm pretty nice. Whew. The whole thing just really makes me mad. It's probably a good thing I'm not out there because I might be tempted to sock somebody. I get kind of protective of God's reputation. Sometimes. Chris Kane and I were shopping together one time, and we went in this store, we're looking around, mentioned that we were visiting. She said, oh, what are you doing here? It was, well, we're ministers and we're going to hold a conference. And she said, oh yes, I'm spiritual too. Well, right away that kind of puts up my antennas. It's like, oh, you're spiritual. She didn't say she was a Christian. She said, I'm spiritual. And so we went on talking a little bit, and she cuts off with a four-letter word, and then she said, I'm sorry, but she said, tell you the truth, I think God cusses too. Okay, now, I get my back up. I'm going to protect God's reputation. I lean across the counter, and I said, God does not cuss. And Chris Kane kind of leaned in right in front of me, and she said, but he loves people who do. And what God spoke to me later is you were trying to clean the fish and we hadn't even caught it yet. So, you know, she's an evangelist at heart and she wanted to get the girl saved. And I'm a teacher and all for spiritual maturity, and I wanted her to straighten up right then. There is some weird stuff out there. Lord have mercy. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. And you know, Christians are now the most persecuted group in the world. And it's getting here too, right in America. This place was founded so people could have religious freedom. And now every kind of religion has freedom except Christians. And we better stand up and fight for our rights in a right way, not a violent way, but in a right way, or we will lose them. Then you'll be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you'll be hated by all nations because of me. And at that time, many will turn away from the faith, which is happening today, and will betray, get this, and will betray and hate each other. And that's what's got me so concerned right now. There's so much anger and hatred and strife and judgment and criticism and gossip and unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment. And because of it, the church has no power. The anointing abides where there's peace and unity.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to fight life's battles when you order today's offer, Joyce's book, Your Battles Belong to the Lord, and the study guide. This hardcover book and study guide are available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, you know, I am committed to bring you the Word of God on a regular basis, and I need you to be committed in partnership to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You're going somewhere else, and you weren't thinking about it, but you turned down the street where you always go. And when you get there, you say, wait a minute, I wasn't even coming here. You ever done that? All of us have. I've been coming to church. I was going somewhere else. I pull up to the church and say, wait a minute, there ain't no church tonight. What am I coming here for? I think it's church, the car new church. But that subconscious. Come on, tell somebody there's a shift. See, that was the subconscious working. That was the automatic response to something without me thinking. Well, see, something's getting ready to take over. Instead of fear automatically taking over, instead of doubt automatically shaking your life, something else is going to start taking over. God has worked it in you already. And what he's worked in you is going to start coming out of you. Come on. In other words, faith is going to rise up. When something comes at you, instead of you backing off, faith is going to rise up in you. How dare you? The devil is a lie. Come on. That might not be your personality, but that's going to be you. Because God says, now is your time. I'm beginning a new era. Something else is taking over. I'm getting my bride ready for the wedding feast, for the wedding. Hello. He's coming back for a bride without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, without any such thing. So God, I see some of y'all on the honor board of God. This one need a little steam. Ironing out the wrinkles. Come on, I see him ironing you out. The first thing I want to give to you that he's going to do, there's going to be an exercise of authority over every adversary. Somebody say new era.
New era.
Now this in this era, you don't win some, lose some.
Amen.
You're not sometime up, sometime down.
Amen.
In this new era,
amen,
the age of righteousness, where righteousness starts to reign in you,
amen,
now your immediate subconscious response is that of righteousness.
Amen.
In other words, God's going to give you authority. That authority is going to be released every time.
Amen.
Even when the enemy comes at you in a dream, you arise up rebuking the devil. You foul devil, get out of my bedroom in Jesus' name. Hello?
Amen.
In your sleep.
Amen.
The authority to exercise your authority over every adversary.
Amen.
Over every adversary. Nothing binding you. Nothing blocking you. Nothing hindering you. Because you see, and because there's a release. exercise of authority over all adversaries. Tell somebody, I'm about to set the pace. Others are going to follow you. There's a pioneering spirit that's going to rise up in you. Like the woman with the issue of blood. She did something nobody else had ever done. God gave her that. She touched the hem of his garment. She was healed. Then later on, people found out, you know, there was a woman just touched him, got healed. I'm going to do that too. They were touching him, getting healed. Touching, getting healed. As many as touched him got healed. New pathways in the spirit. Tell somebody, stay open. Stay open to God. Stop being afraid of being deceived. Holy Spirit's going to lead and guide us into all truth. I said, now we're not ignorant. We don't, you know, we're watchful. We're vigilant. We're diligent. But stop being afraid of being deceived. I'm not looking to be deceived. I'm looking for God to give me instruction. I'm looking to hear his voice loud and clear. Why? My sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they're not going to follow. If the enemy tempts me that way, whoa, wait a minute. No, that don't sound right. And if I'm questioning it, I'll go to sleep and God give me a dream. No, that's not the way to go. There's a man over in Macedonia. Come on. Stop being afraid of being deceived. That, see, because you sometimes you put the shackles on God because you're afraid. Get rid of fear. Amen. Raise your hand to him right now. Raise your hand right where you are. Father, I decree right now, fear, apprehension, terror, anything associated with death and destruction in the realm of darkness, I decree it to be utterly destroyed, utterly broken in Jesus' name. Every prison of fear, I command it to be opened that every prisoner may go free. In the name of Jesus, from this day forward, no more fear. Even when we make a mistake and have to rebound, we won't fear. Because we know you have grace for us. That you will sustain us. That's part of our training. In Jesus' name. That we'll not become apprehensive. We won't become wavering, doubting, or suspecting. But like children, we will abandon in faith, trusting wholly in our God. If you believe that, give God praise right now. Come on, that's our portion. Come on, give him praise right from your seat. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time for the next level of your achievements. Next level. Stop allowing the enemy or people to cause you to be reluctant. God put something in you. And it's time for him to draw it out of you. The world needs it. Your family needs it. Your brothers and sisters need it. They need you to be at your best. They need you to be operating in your potential. They need you to be speaking truth. They need you to be living right for God. They need you to be letting your light shine. Don't fear, amen, your light. Amen. Amen. It's easy to put a bushel over it, to blend in. Amen. People don't fear that. Amen. What that fear we just broke was the fear of your light. Amen. Amen. Stop fearing if you do all that, then the devil. Amen. No, the devil remains under your feet. Amen. Long as you don't give him a place, he ain't got no place. Don't give him a place to lay his head. Keep him under the bridge. Amen. All right, so tell somebody, that's broken now. I don't need nobody to lay hands on me. I don't need nobody to come and prophesy 2 hours to me. I don't need to read it 5 different times. I don't need an email. I don't need to read a book about it. I receive it right now. That's mine right now. Somebody say it's mine right now. No fear here. That's the